What's up, potheads? Can a big multi-speaker, speaker potted car stereo system really compete in an IASCA SQ competition? Can speaker setups like this and this really perform well? Join me on this journey as I build this car for an SQ system to compete in IASCA SQ competitions. We're gonna go over speaker selection, we're gonna go over speaker placement, we're gonna go over install, tuning, and everything. It's gonna be a multi-part series where I try to explain and try to end up competing with all this stuff. So let's get started. Woohoo! So currently in the front doors, I have dual LCMR 8-inch, a single NeoPro 12-inch. Please don't pay attention to that ETR1, it is there just for show, nor that SA1T, it is there for show as well. In the A pillars, I have dual 3.5-inch SA3Ms, dual SA1Ts in both sides. In the back door, I have four more LCMR8s. And in the trunk, I have dual 12-inch bass blasters. Now, this is a SPL system, but we're going to compete in SQ. So, powering the subs, I've got a Salt 6K. Powering the front doors, I have an SAE 200.4. Powering the pillars, I have an SAE 150.4. And tucked behind the seats down there, I have another SAE 200.4 for the rear doors. Providing juice, I have two Retro 56s being fed with some Sky High 1/0s. And under the hood, tucked way under, I have a JS alternator recharging everything up. The head unit in this system is a Kenwood DMX 1037S, and it is sending the signal to a down for sound Easy DSP 612 Plus. All right, so that was a quick rundown of all the equipment I have installed. Next, we'll go over why I chose each piece of equipment for this build. So follow along for the next step. Woo!